Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we talked about working some inspiration into our grilling. With all the incredible local produce available, it's fun to get creative out on the back deck. Using Emeril Lagasse's very useful cookbook, Emeril at the Grill, as a guide, I also tapped into the wealth of knowledge that Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen brings to the table. And Jerry, this is a lot of fun because there's so much produce out there. We want to use it. And what we need to do is give people some ideas.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's everybody thinks of grilling meat, but grilling vegetables and other things like that, you know, that's not always sort of right on the top of your mind.
No, but we have some really nice ideas. Yeah. And let's start with this one. I think it's a really cute idea. This is a grilled sweet potato salad.
Yeah.
And sweet potatoes are in abundance right now.
Yeah. It's hard, though, to grill potatoes, I think, you know, because they're very tough. They take a long cook time. So you either have to par cook them, you know, just by a little boiling water until they're a little tender, or do the trick that you like to do where you grill them first. And then wrap them up in some tin foil with some liquid and steam them on the grill till they finish.
That's right. And what I thought might be fun, looking at the other ingredients, was to put a little orange juice in that tin foil.
Yeah, sure. You put whatever you want in there.
And make that my steaming medium.
Exactly.
And we're going to have some fresh parsley, some crushed red pepper, some onion, and goat cheese in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what would go with that? What comes to your mind? That
kind of is a Maryland thing, and it screams like a Springfield Farm chicken on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
I just think grilled chicken this time of year, just simple. Again, maybe even just with some grilled oranges to accent in that salad, which you've got going on. Perfect for sweet potato salad.
I think that's a really good match.
Yeah.
Because we have so many tomatoes, people are always looking for new things to do with them. And I love making sauces with our tomatoes and some of the other produce that's out there right now. And you can very easily make a nice salsa with grilled tomatoes.
Yeah.
And you would, things like aroma tomato, for instance, holds up very, very good because there's a lot of meat there.
Right.
And you could use some corn, some red onion, and some of the herbs that grow around here in Maryland, and then throw it all and have a really nice salsa.
Right.
So what does that inspire you?
That just screams grilled fish.
Yep.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think a piece of rockfish on the grill, or even, you know, I've become this huge fan of this Maryland blue catfish, which is this Chesapeake Bay species that's running around. You know, it's a little flakier than rock, so it's going to be a little bit harder to grill. But if you have one of those grill pans or do it on some foil on the grill, throwing this sort of grilled corn tomato sauce on top would just make it awesome.
I've had that catfish. I think it was an invasive species.
It is. It is. I mean, we're selling it like crazy at the restaurant. I think people really don't realize it's not this muddy catfish that they might be used to.
Oh,
it's a very
clear
taste. It's a really nice fish.
It really is. And people should go out and try it.
Yeah.
Okay. Chimichurri sauce has become a real favorite condiment for folks out there.
Right.
And what we're talking about is a lot of parsley and some olive oil and vinegar. Some basil, garlic, and shallots and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's just a great thing for red meat, I'm thinking.
Of course. I mean, and I think that although I'm not a huge fan of tenderloin, you know, filet mignon, because I find it to be relatively boring with a very little fat and that sort of softer texture, it's really a great foil for this chimichurri sauce, which has a lot of different things going on, especially if you do sort of the paprika or the smoked paprika version. With all the herbs, the garlic, the olive oil. I just think that just doing a simple grilled tenderloin is a nice foil to such a complex sauce that you're going to be putting all over it.
Would you pre-cut the tenderloin into slices and do them individually, or would you like to cook the whole
thing? I'm a fan of roasting the whole tenderloin and then slicing portions off to order. But grilling the steaks are probably a lot easier and safer to do if you're not really an experienced griller. But I don't think there's a better way to do it than doing it whole.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Those are our ideas. We're going to put them on the website. Try out these recipes. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.